Hello, guys and gals, me Mudahar, and today we got to talk about rock bottom for what appears to be a company known as Bricks and Minifigs. Now, I last talked about this, and you know, it's crazy how this is one of those stories where you think, oh, there's some new stuff that popped in. No, this story is just such a rapidly evolving situation that every day, you know, I kind of think maybe I'll cover it, but then like literally an hour later from that thought, like another bomb has kind of dropped. So today, ladies and gentlemen, Bricks and Minifigs' biggest enemy, ladies and gentlemen, is Reckless Ben, who has been a YouTuber that has grown dramatically through this entire process, has produced quite possibly one of the most insane investigations in YouTube history, and now he uploads his final message. Very fucking ominous. Well, it seems like what all started from a $200,000 assessed or $200,000 like Lego scandal has evolved into, I would imagine, millions of dollars of losses for Bricks and Minifigs. So let's listen to, again, Reckless Ben and his final message. Let's get an idea of why it's the final message.
Episode 3 is finally finished after crazy all-nighters and basically destroying my health. But I can't post it or I will go to jail. And not only that, I will also immediately lose my lawsuit of $300,000, and the GoFundMe we made for Brian will go straight to this mystery company that I am no longer allowed to talk about. They sent court papers to my email, which I guess a judge approved for them that this was a valid form of service. And so now that I'm officially served, I cannot even mention this company or I will be in jail and everything.
So this is a fucking scary situation for any human being to be in. So remember, Reckless Ben is an individual that appears to currently be in Mexico right now. He's got another court date, I think in June 2026. So I believe the misdemeanors involving are stalking, targeted residential picketing, disorderly conduct, and criminal trespassing. So again, they're kind of going after his ass. Now, apparently it seems like there is a temporary restraining order on the guy too. And basically what we're witnessing over here, according to Ben, is a gag order, you know? So basically, he is not allowed to talk about the shadiness of not just Bricks and Minifigs, but the American, police department associated in Utah with, I would say, from what it seems on the videos, harassing the fucking guy, okay? Now, a lot of people have said, oh, there's some Mormon-like corruption involved over here. And ultimately, I'm going to keep my video here very level and very true to the facts. I'm not going to go hyper-speculate. I personally think there is definitely corruption going on over here. Maybe the individuals who are involved in the Mormon church, whether it be, you know, the CEO of Bricks and, whether it be like the, leadership of Bricks and Minifigs, and utilizing, again, the connection that they have from this Mormon community to the police department could be used to abuse. I'm not going to jump too far into it because ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm going to lead that to the actual police departments that are tasked with investigating, you know, law enforcement agencies. So ultimately, that's only going to be there for, like, the internal affairs individuals, right? The other thing that I also want to, like, say is anybody that's been using any form of vigilante justice for this is ultimately making Ben, is making the Mansell family, is making anybody associated with this look like shit, okay? It is what it is. Do not be a vigilante. Now, this story could have probably died down, but there were so many things that have actually happened in the course of just the last week that have made this company look like fucking idiots in the process. For instance, the CEO of Patreon, Jack Conti, comes out and says this crazy thing, okay? Listen to this shit.
And I'm the CEO and co-founder of Patreon. On May 29th, Patreon received an official takedown request filed by Bricks and Minifigs for media and accounts related to Reckless Ben and an ongoing dispute regarding a local Lego consignment issue. This is the verified complaint with exhibits. This is the request for immediate content removal pursuant to temporary restraining order.
Now, I think it's fucking insane. Obviously, they were going after the Patreon, not because there was, I would say, any, like, real tangible infringement, but let's be fucking completely real. They wanted to go after Ben's money, right? Patreon is very important for these kind of creators. So ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, we all know what they were going after, and thankfully, the fellows over at Patreon were like, no, sir, our lawyers are better than your dog shit lawyers, so we are not going to be removing anything. You may sue us if you want. So that's a pretty ballsy statement, and I have a lot of respect for the CEO of Patreon. In fact, Patreon is a company for protecting this YouTuber. Unfortunately, I can't say the same for other situations too. For instance, the GoFundMe that was related to, again, Ben Schneider, who ran this to raise money in terms of helping the family associated, the Mansell family, with their, you know, obvious, like, investment in Legos basically being thrown up into the fucking air. That was an actual, like, GoFundMe that went beyond the $200,000 goal. Actually, it was approaching $300,000. And you know what's fucking wild? I'm looking at it on the Wayback Machine. Why am I looking at it on the Wayback Machine? Well, if I go to the actual fundraiser page, I can't even find it anymore. Link is there, everything seems to be fine, and I can't fucking see anything related to the Reckless Ben, fundraiser. So again, the money that was kind of there, and it was actually going to be interesting too, because from what I understand, Reckless Ben was going to take that money and I believe purchase the Lego sets from Mansell's family so that ultimately at the end, the fight wouldn't just be nullified, right? Because hey, if the family was made whole, should we let go of bricks and minifigs? No, they would still have to be able to make someone whole, whether that be Mansell or whether that would eventually just be Ben. Now look, I'm not going to say that Ben is a saintly fucking reporter in this. Clearly, he's done things to, I would say, antagonize bricks and minifigs. But at the end of the day, this is corporate America finding ways to buttfuck humanity in the ass. And I would say, regardless of what your beliefs are in terms of journalistic ethics or whatnot, at some point, you have to stop taking the dick in the ass, okay? You may enjoy it, but if it's being forcibly thrusted upon you, you have to, in all good consciousness, fight back in some capacity. So Bricks and Minifigs actually ended up parting the ways with Salem's franchise owners, Brandon Best and Joshua Johnson. So actually another fucking huge giant development. So let's kind of read a little bit closer into this too, right? From Salt Lake City's Business Wire, what they said is, we've been asking for documentation for a long time. We'd asked Mr. Mansell and others and did not receive enough to give us a clear picture. Until recently, thanks to internal and external operational assistance and those who continue to stand with us, we finally have enough to proceed with a resolution. So that's what the CEO of the company, Ammon McNeff, says. And now that we do, Brian, we continue our offer to sit down with you and are prepared to discuss dropping the lawsuit against you. Let's go through the spreadsheets and the POS, which is the point of sale data, together and ensure you are made whole monetarily and ensure that whatever Star Wars Legos was or remains in the store, whether you identify as yours or not, you can have it. We will ensure you are compensated for everything unaccounted for, including what Miss Law Gorman failed to compensate you for without her knowledge. So in the beginning of the story, when I was kind of researching it, it made kind of sense, right? Like maybe the store owner had like sort of an unwritten agreement. But remember, just in the last video, we had an individual from corporate coming down and saying that, no, we're going to be honoring all of this shit. Again, such a misuse of communication has kind of led people to rightfully throw their daggers at bricks and minifigs, right? Because again, This is life-changing money, and I don't care who the fuck you are, for anybody, $200,000 really isn't a small chunk of change. For a lot of people, especially the Mansell family, remember, they put this money in, I think it was $30,000 at the time, because ultimately, if the investment ballooned up, they would have been able to sell that money or sell those collections so they could finance their kids post-secondary or just their education going forward, which is a noble goal. Like, it's what most people dream of doing, right? These people were so close to achieving their dream, and they unfortunately couldn't actually do it. I've seen a lot of people play Captain Hindsight and say, oh, you should have put it into like these index funds, you should have put it into that. No, it doesn't matter. We can all play Captain Hindsight. The problem is, corporate America could have fucking paid this guy the $200,000. It would have actually, you know, to be honest with you, it would have been so much better if they had just fucking bit the bullet, paid off the Mansell family, made him whole, you know, promised that they would do everything they can to help the guy instead of losing God knows how much money in the torched brand value from bricks and minifigs. Even if they made everything right, the fact that it took this long and this much teeth pulling, that, by the way, you wouldn't have this much of in like a fucking black site where motherfuckers get tortured every single day of the goddamn week. This level of brand fucking nuclear obliteration cost way fucking more than $200,000 worth of goddamn clickety-clackety Legos, if you catch my drift, right? Just makes basic business sense right there. Now, I would say, you know, threatening lawsuits, actually going through with those threatened lawsuits, and all of this stuff have kind of led people into looking even deeper into the relationship, like I said, between Bricks and Minifigs and the law enforcement agencies. I think going after, again, organizations like Patreon to shut people out has been such a catastrophic, like, why the fuck would you even do that in the first place? Knowing full well that the company would make a response, and of course they sided with Bricks and Minifigs, they sided with the Mansells, and they just made you look like even bigger fucking idiots. Like, you can see literally what they presently believe at Bricks and Minifigs is, again, like, if you actually look into, again, their timeline, this is what they wrote right over here, 1990s to 2023, Ed and Brian Mansell, they build this collection. And of course, in 2023 October, an unauthorized consignment agreement was made. Crystal, who was the former store owner, and Brian entered into a consignment agreement. And we've seen this consignment agreement in a court record in the previous video. The agreement was never authorized or approved by BAM Corporate as required under the governing agreements. BAM Corporate was not formally made aware of this agreement. Crystal entered the side deal as a personal arrangement as the owner of that, you know, store location. So the unauthorized consignment agreement included a clause allowing either party to terminate within 30 days written notice. No evidence of any insurance has been discovered, yada, yada, yada. It would also require Crystal to insure that collection, which I would imagine, like, again, like I said in my previous video, right? Like, if there was actually an issue in this, insurance could have been called in and paid out people appropriately. But that's the other thing, right? It seems like there was such mismanagement at the store that ultimately, like, the issue with this is that even when you look at the mismanagement, right? When you have previous, like, statements that appears from corporate, like I said in our previous video that we saw, where they were like, yeah, yeah, no, it'll be honored. At that point, like, even if you miscommunicated it as corporate, I think it's still your responsibility to honor even your verbal agreements at the time. So, of course, in November 7 to 12, 2023, Crystal posts a formal announcement that the store is promoting a public display of the Mansell collection. The post used $200,000 promotional figures, yada, yada, yada. The event took place as announced. Brian posted on his own. What a fun day. Then November 23 and 2024 comes by. Remember, this has been brewing in the process, right? Again, the Mansells only really kind of went to a YouTuber at the end of the day. It's because they were dealing with this corporate bullshit until, of course, you know, finally, once YouTubers do what they do, they raise the awareness, and now it's become too impossible for any of these companies to sort of ignore, right? Like, you know, at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, right? Like, when we look at this situation, when we look at all of the things combined into this, right, it sucks that, you know, the Mansell family ultimately are the biggest losers in this. I mean, technically not. It would probably be Bricks and Minifigs with the brand torching. But yeah, you know, you look at, again, this family, they should have been made whole by this corporation. And from what I've heard, right, from what I've seen, Bricks and Minifigs is not like a small tier operation. They clearly do have the funds to allocate $200,000 or whatever amount is remaining to the Mansell family and make them whole and then have a nice cute press release and be able to move on. But every step of the way, they have consistently made the wrong decisions. They have consistently antagonized everyone that has tried to make the story right. And now we're at the precipice where the police station associated with this story is now being investigated by at least the community into possibly being corrupt. And based on my assessment, guys, with the way the law enforcement agencies have been treating this, I really do think, like, the FBI, or at least, like, an internal affairs division needs to walk in and actually audit the police department into making sure that there isn't a lot of background collusion going on. Because ultimately, I think the biggest story out of all this, okay, is not just a Lego set and corporate America fucking, that's a story that happens every fucking hour. But police corruption over exposed because of Legos? That shit needs to be really fucking looked into. And I think in a follow-up video to this, I probably will be looking more and more into that connection. For now, though, while I was investigating that, it was just interesting to see how all of these stars kind of aligned, and the story just actually blew up in a much unexpected direction, personally speaking, right? Like, obviously, look, Ben has a gag order now. Ben from his words, legally can't speak about any of this bullshit. So ultimately, what does that do? That leaves it to the rest of the community to talk about this, because they might be able to sue Ben, but they certainly can't sue us all. It sounds like the Area 51, like, run into that shit meme, but, like, it really is a situation like that, right? Like, we're at a point where corporate America is trying to shut out any talk about this. And really, look, if there was ever the Streisand Effect Awards, I think Bricks and Minifigs would be the one sitting at the fucking front row getting the standing ovation for how poorly they actually, like, ran this entire situation, ladies and gentlemen. This is me, Mudahar, and fucked up story. If you like what you saw, please like, comment, and subscribe. Dislike it if you dislike it. I am out.